The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello there, I am Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996, and the subject of today's podcast is how to care for your peperomia. How to care for your peperomia. About peperomia. In learning how to care for your peperomia, it might be prudent to offer a little introduction first. That is, what even is a peperomia? Peperomia is a popular and easy to grow house plant. Part of the reason for peperomia's popularity is that it's such an easy indoor plant. Plus, it's on the small side, so you don't need a lot of room to grow it. Most peperomia are small house plants, but there are many varieties offering an array of beautiful variegated foliage coupled with interesting containers. These little plants can really make a visual impact in your home. Because there are so many to choose from, it's great fun to select a few different colors and textures to create an interesting display that will wow and be an easy to maintain centerpiece. Favorite varietals. In learning how to care for your peperomia, I thought I'd share a few of my favorites, chosen for their unique attributes. All are stunners on their own, but certainly look amazing with other plants too. First up is Peperonia caparata, emerald ripple red. It features reddish purple leaves that are fissured and deeply textured. Next up is a spunky green plant with pointed oblong leaves, known as Peperomia caparata pixie green. The one I love the very best is a total eye catcher, Peperomia rosso, also known as Peperomia Eden rosso. It's a gem because of its red color on the underside of the leaf. The leaves are pointed and dark green, sometimes with a blush of red and dark green veins. It's really a beauty. The nitty-gritty. There are four major things to consider when learning how to care for your peperomia: temperature, light, soil, and water. Ideal temperatures. For your peperomia should be between 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit and no lower than 50 degrees. Light. If the leaves are dark green in color, it's best not to provide direct sun, but the variegated types may lose variegation without enough light. South, east, or west-facing windows are best, depending on the leaf color. Soil. A peat-based soil that drains well is recommended. Two parts peat and one part perlite or sand is a good mix. I enjoy using Miracle-Gro indoor potting mix. Watering. Peperomia is easy to water. Allow the topsoil to dry out completely and then water thoroughly. You do not want to overwater and allow the soil to become waterlogged. The thick leaves store water, making it a bit more forgiving than other houseplants. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you have enjoyed this information on this fun little houseplant. Give it a try. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.